Jose, when you look back on the match and how it panned out, how do you feel about a point today?
I feel that the point is not good, but I feel my players, they gave everything they could. If some people want to analyze the game out of the context, for sure we'll find weaknesses in our performance. But honestly, you cannot do that. Honestly, you have to analyze the game in the context, and the context is the ninth match of April, 810 minutes of football. Is not human. It's not human. So, because I don't isolate the performance from the context, I'm happy with the players. They gave everything they could. It was easy to see Ashley Young, Jesse Lingard. They were sharper, they were fresher than the other boys. But that's the situation we are. We are a squad of 22 that in this moment is a squad of 13, 14. And the boys are giving everything until the limits. So we keep going. We go until the end with this pride, with this attitude. Do we win? Do we lose? We don't lose many. That's the reality. We don't lose many. But we'll see what happens in the end of the season. But from me, zero critics to my boys.
Swansea gave you a good game, didn't they? Paul Clement got his team very well organised.
Very well organised and fresh. Very well organised and fresh. He's a team that played, I think, total this season, maximum 40 matches. And I prefer not to say how many we played because if I think about it, I go to...
I think it's 57, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and nine in April, so semi-final on Thursday, and then one more match on the Sunday, and the semi-final again, and we keep going like this.
I don't want to give you an even bigger headache by reminding you of the two players who went off, but what's the news with Luke Shaw? I mean, it was only the first few minutes, and then Eric Bailly.
I don't have news, but Luke has to be a big injury, because a player to come out after 10 minutes, I'm expecting a very important injury. Eric Bailly, I hope that the injury has also some relation with 800 minutes of football in April, and hopefully he's ready. But if he's not ready, somebody will, and we are going to fight and give everything we have on Thursday.
So from what you've said, is the biggest part of the preparation for Thursday now rest, and how good that rest can be?
What can you do? What can you do? In this moment, we can walk from the bed to the toilet and break a leg in 5 meters. So we are really in trouble. The boys are very, very tired and are very, obviously, with levels of fatigue out of normal. But we fight, that's for sure. And Thursday, here we go.
And you better keep working in the gym. Thank you.